For the 8th time in its history, the Philadelphia Orchestra is performing in China. Like last year, the focus is on residencies where the orchestra becomes part of the community, playing impromptu concerts in public places and having joint rehearsals and concerts with local orchestras. The Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns is traveling with the orchestra and files this report.
Don't worry, amid all the do-gooding, there will be glamour in the two-week trip. In Tianjin, the orchestra will play a concert while up to 10,000 people gather outside the hall for a big-screen simulcast. The tour ends in the gambling mecca of Macau, in a theater built for Cirque du Soleil. What was a diplomatic mission in 1973, when the orchestra was the first American group to play in China, is now a foray into what may be the future of classical music. The Chinese have embraced Western classical music in a way that nobody could have predicted even 10 years ago. You never know who your new best friends are going to be. Craig Hamilton is the orchestra's vice president of global affairs.
In every city that we go to, there are people who have their own personal stories about the Philadelphia Orchestra. So I think one of the main goals is that we will be able to identify those people, have more contact with them, and create a global network of support.
One person who came out of the woodwork was Shanghai's most famous stand-up comedian, Zhou Libo, who has a vacation home in New Jersey, also heard the orchestra with Long Long last summer in Saratoga, and is now a major sponsor of this visit. Though the altruistic angle is certainly there, an orchestra that's been through bankruptcy really can't risk doing anything that might be a financial drain. That's why it was important that last year's residency tour pay for itself in sponsorship, says Hamilton.
So this year, we will both cover our expenses and we will show a healthy return to the orchestra in the way of a net positive on what we're doing.
The secondary goal is to not exhaust the orchestra. With jet lag and constant moving around, this is the toughest gig of the year. Violinist Herb Light was on the original 1973 trip and knows there will be smog where there were once stars in his eyes.
I don't enjoy the pollution and the traffic. I think, though, it's a very good thing for the orchestra. Just look back at our recent history with being down, so to speak, and I think this is a step back, up. We're alive and well.
Alive, well, and maybe just scratching the surface of this great new market.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.